Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I have been joined today by Isioma Wabuzer, and we're going to talk about what's happening in Muskego. And I think since I promoted what we were going to talk about on the social medias today, we already have people who are calling in who are involved in the situation. So I'm going to give a brief overview of how I understand it, but then I want to get to the calls quickly because they know a lot more than I do. But I saw this even before Journal Sentinel wrote an article about it. I think I saw it on like the AAP, like Wisconsin AAPI social media, of a situation with the Muskego Norway School Board, who they rejected a novel about the Japanese American internment because it didn't present, quote, an American perspective and was too sad and didn't present both sides. And I think this falls under the umbrella of the ongoing conversation about the infiltration of CRT in our classrooms and what history gets to be taught, and also the who's on the school boards and the power that they have. And so I want to, because I know that we have 2022 Wisconsin Teacher of the Year, Cabby Hong has called in, and who is directly involved in, I think, the protest of this happening right now. So if we could, is Cabby still on the line, Luke?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thank you for calling in. This was unexpected, but I'm so happy to have you on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure.
So what's happening as far as, I kind of have the one liner of what, and I read the Journal Sentinel article. As far as your involvement, I know that there's a teach-in coming up soon, next week, as far as trying to write this, or where are we at as far as trying to get this book actually on the advanced, because it's for an AP class, for the AP English class, correct?
Yeah, and just to give you a little context for me, this is my 22nd year of teaching, and I've been an English teacher for that long, and I actually teach the class that this book would be designated for. I've taught an accelerated English class. I also teach an AP language and composition, which is the book is designed for. So I am very familiar with the standards and what is expected in the class itself, and your recap was a very good recap, and it basically just talked about how the English teachers who are with the kids each and every day, in their professional judgment, they came up with this really fantastic novel, and I had a chance to read it, and I can see why they selected it. And I think books are accepted and rejected all the time, but I think the rationale as to why they rejected the book was the most troubling from my perspective. You know, and I think I was offended on multiple levels. You know, first of all, as an English teacher, because they mentioned that it was too sad. And I kept thinking, you know, if you got rid of all the books that were too sad, I think you'd get rid of 90%+ of the English curriculum. And so that shouldn't be a measure in terms of whether you select or don't select a book. And then they also talked about it was too poetic, which, you know, I'm thinking to myself, that's a reason to keep the book.
I know. I read that part. I was like, what does that even mean, too poetic?
Yeah, I have no idea. I think one of the board members said that they thought there's too much poetry in it. But, you know, in my opinion, like that means that the language is beautiful. It's lyrical, you know. So I was offended as an English teacher. But then the comment that really opened up an old wound for me was the American perspective. And one of the board members talked about how they wanted another angle. And I think I'm quoting here from an article, some history as to why the citizens of Japanese descent were viewed as a threat and what was the reasoning to have to put them into internment camps. And that opened up an old wound for me and so many Asian Americans, because we are constantly questioned about our American identity all the time. You know, if you talk to any Asian American person, they are constantly asked the innocuous question, where are you from? And then we always get the follow-up question, where are you really from? Because saying Chicago or LA or Missouri isn't acceptable enough because you look foreign and they want to be able to place you. And so for me, that opened up a really, really old wound that I've been kind of just trying to develop and to nurse. And so, you know, this concept of how a Japanese-American writer talking about a Japanese-American family enduring the indignities of this injustice does not represent the American perspective is really kind of hard to swallow.
Yeah, I would imagine, because it is basically directly saying that a Japanese American experience is not an American experience.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's also just a real wholesale rejection of real American history. For example,
exactly.
not a single Japanese American was convicted of spying for Japan. And so more than 100,000 were incarcerated for no reason. In fact, Japanese Americans did the exact opposite. I don't know if you guys know this, but the 442nd Combat Regiment was made up entirely of Japanese Americans. And it is the most decorated combat unit in World War II. Just so ironic, right?
That is, yeah. I mean, and that is the thing that what district do you teach in, Cabby?
I teach in Verona.
Verona, okay. So I grew up in Madison. I was in the Madison School District. And, you know, it might be memory and too many drinks over the years, but I don't remember learning that, you know. And I think this comes back to, in all of the different facets of the history that we are taught and the movement to try to teach a fuller, not always happy, usually pretty sad picture of what the different experiences were like of all the different groups that make up America. And we have not historically done a very good job. And I think personally in Wisconsin, I know that we've not done a very good job of what I remember of all of the different demographics. Like, Wisconsin is not a monolith, and we are made up of so many different groups that have either still here, as far as the different Native American groups that are still were displaced but are still living here, but also the different groups that have come. I mean, I don't think anyone ever remembers that we have the largest Hmong population east of the Mississippi in the country, and that is a huge portion of our agriculture and different groups that have in central Wisconsin, in Madison where I grew up. And so what are the recourses here as far as what, you know, the school board has decided this? Is there what motion or what activism or what can even be done to maybe rectify this?
Well, we're hoping to hopefully persuade them. I'm hoping to eventually, you know, get in front of the board. I reached out to every member of the board and asked to speak at the July 18th school board meeting. And unfortunately, I was turned down. But I'm hoping to eventually speak at a future meeting, because not only am I the first Asian American Teacher of the Year to represent Wisconsin nationally, but my entire platform as Teacher of the Year is Asian American visibility and K-12 curriculum. So I was hoping to, you know, talk about my expertise with the board and to really engage them in terms of like why some of the comments are really troubling and why adding, you know, different voices is actually best practices. What the teachers in Muskego were doing is exactly what the College Board and AP classes are expecting, because they are wanting a diversity of voices. In fact, mm-hmm. you are behind if you are not integrating this into your curriculum. So what the teachers were doing is exactly what best practices say.
Yeah, it's and to buttress your point, I think it's so American, right? It's so American, at least it's what we purport to be American, to have diverse views and moving away from this sort of idea of a melting pot to the salad, right? How we maintain our individual identities. You know, going back to our initial point, there's been this push in recent years to sort of rewrite history and to make America's record look pristine. And that's just truly not the case. And America that is dishonest with itself and its youth is an America that has a grim future, right? Because we should be learning, we'll be reliving things that we should be learning in our books, right? And in the resources provided to us. And so, you know, I'm hopeful and optimistic that you're able to get in front of the, you know, school board and sort of fight for this literature to be presented to our students.
Thank you so much. And you're absolutely right. It's a small issue that's part of a much broader issue across this country. I mean, you know, we learned about the Tulsa Race Riot and the Tulsa Race Massacre in Oklahoma. And in 2001, the Tulsa legislature, the Oklahoma legislature, correctly passed a law saying that this needed to be taught, talking about Black Wall Street and the injustice of what happened on that day is important to know. And unfortunately, there's a recent law that was passed that has had a chilling effect. In fact, many teachers, I talked to the Oklahoma State Teacher of the Year. She was saying that many teachers are actually pulling books that are talking about this. And if you look at the Texas State School Board, they recently generated a firestorm of protest because they wanted to rename slavery to forced relocation.
I saw that.
And after a firestorm of criticism, they backtracked on it because they realized just how ridiculous it is to rename slavery into something that is absolutely not historically accurate.
Yeah, and so is really the answer just the continued awareness and attention and getting people to talk about it and put pressure on these different school boards as far as not banning books or what can the average person who finds this to be unacceptable do, at least in our either locally in their own district or statewide?
Well, I think the work of what Anne has been doing has been phenomenal, and I think it really takes people who care about public education, who care about, teacher autonomy and being able to use your professional judgment. I think that's really important. But the other issue is a bill that's stuck in the Wisconsin State Legislature. A lot of states are actually mandating that Asian American history be taught in public schools, like Illinois, New Jersey, Connecticut and Rhode Island have passed laws, and we have a bipartisan bill. And it is very rare that in politics you have anything that's bipartisan,
especially
related
in Wisconsin.
To education. Absolutely. And there's a bipartisan bill that is stuck in the Education Committee for the last 2 years that literally would add Asian Americans as being required in terms of our history being taught in K through 12. And so we are hopeful that something like that could be passed, but also to support individual teachers and to understand that local elections also really matter too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you so much for the call, Cabby. I actually think Anne is on the other line, so I'm going to jump to her quickly because I know she's been waiting and get a little bit more perspective. But thank you for the call, and thank you for all your work, and congratulations on being the 2022 Wisconsin Teacher of the Year. And I hope to
thank you so much.
I hope to talk to you soon. Anne, are you still there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Thank you for waiting. And so obviously I would love to hear more of the role that you've been playing as trying to get attention on this, because I think you and I connected even during the school board election, and you were worrying that there was a pretty extreme candidate who I think is now sitting on the Muskego Norway school board, correct?
This is all correct. So I just wanted to say, while I was listening to Cabby speak, I wanted to be able to text you and say, just keep Cabby on. He's doing such a beautiful job. Cabby has been such an incredible advocate and partner, in this. He reached out to me to see what he could do to help, and I just cannot say enough about, the work he's put into this and what a fantastic partner he's been. So, but yes. So, Kristen, you and I did connect over one of the school board members who's actually now on the school board, who presented during the election cycle some pretty controversial viewpoints. He said things like that he thought Black history should be relegated to February.
We got about a minute till break, and so just...
Oh, God.
I don't want you to get cut off.
Nope. So I guess basically from my perspective, like what Cabby was saying, this is very much about this one book, right? It's very much about Japanese incarceration and Japanese history, the importance of telling this tragically American story. But it's also such a larger issue that we are dealing with specifically here in Muskego, across the state and across the country, right? This anti-diversity fervor that has taken over people. This is the repercussion of that. We are seeing it in real time. We knew it was coming, and here it is, staring us in the face and having an effect on our students and on our teachers, on what they can teach and how they feel. And from my perspective, without our teachers, we have nothing.
Absolutely.
Right?
Thank you so much for your call, Anne, and bringing attention to this. It's a serious issue.